Oh shit! Here we go, boys and girls, as we wait for Lacka to join. It is the weekly wrap-up, and it's a weekly wrap-up of big proportions. And I'm not just talking about the fact that COVID has absolutely destroyed the boys this week, but instead, Lacka and I have a story we're excited to get into. So he'll be joining me here soon. No, it's not time for rapid fire. Welcome, everybody, to this week's weekly wrap-up. A lot to talk about this week. We're going to dive into the MLB world. We'll talk a little bit about season 3 and why it started with no co-host. If you listen to the episode, which was released, I'd say Wednesday? I think Wednesday the Spotify show came out. Excuse me, as we continue to get set up. This is the problem with the lives. It's definitely hard to get set up. So we're getting set here, boys and girls. Don't you freaking worry as we wait for Lacka to join this week's program. Weekly wrap-up. We didn't promote this one. As I wait for my mans to join here. I need my mans to join. Just did a solo show. I'm talking to the mic. I just did a solo show that I really did not enjoy one bit. Solos are tough. Solos are very tough shows. So we wait on Lacka to come through, join the program, join the Friday Night Live. Him and I are just getting back from the golf course. Had a lot of fun with that as well. But eventually this mans will join me. But speaking of the other boys, Bundy Beats, Cody, they've been dealing profusely with some sort of sickness. I've been calling it COVID. I don't know if I can technically confirm that it's COVID. I don't really care about confirming that it's COVID. Neither here nor there. I did blame Lacka, technically, for having COVID when he did not, because him and I golfed together today. If you did listen to the episode, I had a quick little, I wouldn't even call it a rant, because it really wasn't a rant. It was just kind of talking about the Boston Globe and kind of the biases with it, the uselessness of the Boston Globe. Well, it gets crazier and crazier. We tonight are going to dive into the whole Red Sox controversy. Again, we are both from New England. If you haven't seen by now, it is insane. We'll get to all of it because there is a lot to quote-unquote unpack, if you will. We have a lot of sound that I want to play from it because the sound is damning as well. It's, I don't want to say a necessarily super weird story, but it's certainly strange. But we have sound from WEI. We have sound, I believe. I'm trying to see. Give me a second here as I try to figure it out and wait for my fucking, at least one of my co-hosts to show up. Apparently none of them know when the program is, but neither here nor there. But yeah, so I got a little bit of the Will Fleming sound. That's who it is. So we'll talk about all of that. We'll talk about WEI. We'll talk about Nesson. We'll talk about the Red Sox and why all of that is relevant and matters. Because I think once you hear it, you'll understand why we're frustrated. Again, being from Massachusetts, you grow up a Red Sox fan. We have why we'll never be a Red Sox fan, which is disgusting, but we'll talk about it. We will talk about it, indeed. But I need my big G to finally join up.
So what are we talking about?
Oh, do we want to dive right into it? Let's start. How are you doing, my friend? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing fantastic, bro. How are you doing?
I should cheer, shouldn't I? Cheer is a little excessive.
You might need to take a soundboard like that out on the golf course, because every time you slam that driver, we need to play that sound.
There was a few times today where I'm pretty sure I dropped a homosexual slur.
one day compared to the rest of the season that you're about to kill. You know what I mean?
This is fair. I need to learn how to putt. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Was killing the putts today, though, for sure.
You were on fire. Okay. I was a fucking sissy. I was a sissy. Not cool. Not great. Not ideal, as they say. But welcome, my friend. I did talk to both Bundy Beats and Cody. Both of them still kind of sound like shit.
Okay.
But they might swing through. We'll let them call in, but I don't expect them to be here for the majority of the program.
Yeah, we give our best to them.
Which is fine. This is, I've looked it up, this is the first time, Jesus Christ, first time officially it has just been a show, you and I.
Yes.
So this is a first.
Today.
I thought there was one before, but it was you, me, and Bundy. It was when I came back from vacation.
Yeah, there was that one. There was also the very first one I did. It was the second interview that you did. It was my interview.
And it was and Bundy didn't talk the whole time. So it was pretty much like it was just you and I.
Yeah. Was Cody there?
Cody was there, but he didn't talk. He was sitting in the living room.
Right, okay.
Because we did both in one night. And then I was like, wow, we need to get better before we release more. And now here we are running lives where I'm fucking bitching into the microphone about nothing.
What were you saying before I cut you off and
jumped I was probably just complaining. I was bitching about doing solo because that one was rugged. So I was recycling takes from my most recent solo episode. I mean, we might as well start with the Red Sox stuff because there is so much to it. And then maybe we'll break if we get some callers. It doesn't matter to me. But this is a story that I am going to cover here on Podbean. And this is a story that I'm going to cover on the main show as well. You and I talked about it today.
Yes.
The Red Sox hate you.
Yeah.
Everyone. If you're a fan of the Red Sox, they think you're dumb.
Apparently.
So let's start with the whole story then, I guess, shall we? It's story time on Weekly Wrap-Up. But, I mean, this was a big story. This was trending on Twitter. Don Orsillo, Nesson, all of that. This is where all of this comes from. I'm just wondering how I should start it best. Maybe start with the Don Orsillo stuff. You know what? I know where I want to start. Okay. So, John Henry is the owner of the Red Sox. Welcome, Shannon. Welcome to the Weekly Wrap-Up. John Henry is the owner of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Welcome, Cody. He's married to Linda Pizzuti. Again, look that one up. I can guarantee you that one isn't based on love or physical attraction. That one's based on praying for John Henry's downfall. I said that last week. I'll continue to say that. I might have said it on the other show. Doesn't matter. She's like 38 and he's 150, it looks like. He's an ugly man. Neither here nor there. So John Henry owns the Boston Red Sox, which own WEEI, which is the Red Sox Radio Network. And if you've listened to this program, you know Kirk Minahan, one of my favorites, was forced out of WEEI because he didn't like the Red Sox. Because they're scummy. And we're going to get there. The Red Sox and John Henry, on top of owning WEEI, own the Boston Globe, which is the newspaper for Boston, in case an idiot needed that one described to them. See where I'm getting at? The Red Sox own Nesson, the television company for the Boston Red Sox, the official TV of the Red Sox.
It just keeps going.
They own it all. Everything that they put out is what they want you to hear. So let's start with why the Red Sox are assholes and corruptionists, in a sense. This is probably one of the biggest overblown stories I've ever heard of. So Adam Jones, who used to be an outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles, claims when he was playing at Fenway Park, there was a group of children who were screaming the N-word at him, and his parents, the parents of the group of kids, were cheering it on.
Oh, geez.
Now, this is 2015. This is definitely the age of social media. Everyone having a camera phone on them. I said it to you, like, on the golf course. Have you ever been to a live event? There's security everywhere.
Oh, yeah. As soon as that happened, you know, that you'd be out of there so quick.
You're done. You're speaking foul shit. You're out of there.
Not only everyone at the stadium hates you, but like you said, there's phones and everything. It's going to get around.
And correct.
There's really no escaping it. There's really no escaping.
Correct. And so you think about an MLB ballpark. Do you know how loud you would have to be yelling for a player to hear that? Right. And you mean to tell me nobody reacted to it?
It's just so far-fetched. It really does sound
very far-fetched. It makes me skeptical.
To a Red Sox game, it's really nothing but love. You know what I mean?
No, I once pissed off a Spanish-speaking Kansas City Royals couple because every time the Red Sox got a big hit, I stood up and clapped my hands ridiculously obnoxiously. I would have moved too. To be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's still Boston, but...
That's true. Oh, the wife was such a babe.
Love all, oh,
she was a cutie. She was a cutie. I don't know if they're from Kansas City or not, but I mean, they might have been missing teeth. Not that there's... Well, no, there's plenty wrong with that. Pizza pie. So, the point. You expect... All of this to hear that and nobody reacts to it. Sure, fine. Be skeptical. Well, Sam Kennedy, who is the president of baseball operations or whatever, some sort of stupid title for the Red Sox, puts out the quote apologizing on behalf of the Red Sox fans, saying, I'm trying to look it up here, saying, I know Boston has a storied past of being unfortunately racist.
Oh.
So, if you support the Red Sox, you're a racist, according to Sam Kennedy.
Apparently, that's what they say, but...
You're a racist. Sorry, dude. I mean, that's what Sam Kennedy thinks, who owns the fucking Red Sox. You prick. Fuck Sam Kennedy, first of all. I mean, he is a shitbag. He wants everyone to like him, and he is the most unlikable person in the world.
Yeah,
people like OJ. OJ's funny. There are people who like OJ Simpson.
You know, he is pretty funny, isn't he?
He's kind of funny. Hey, Twitter world. Hello, Twitter world. Here's my golf picks for the day. And I love when people comment and they're like, killer picks, OJ. Can't wait to take a stab at it.
Isn't he like a really good golfer too? Or
he's kind of mid. I would say he's kind of mid. I'd say he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
But my favorite is the people who just comment. Like, these are killer picks, OJ.
You're killing it out there.
Can't wait to take a stab at these ones. There's some other good ones. Did you see that video of Mike Tyson beating the shit out of that fucking obnoxious little kid on the plane?
No, but I watched
I should have showed that to you. The kid was being...
Hot box with Eminem. And that was very entertaining.
What?
Oh, there's a show. It's like a podcast show. I forget who runs it, but it was Mike Tyson and Eminem, and they were like complimenting each other the whole time while they're hotboxing a little room, like on a podcast. And it's the most entertaining thing I've ever seen.
Huh. One thing I'm like always curious about, and we'll get back to this Red Sox stuff, but Mike Tyson kind of avoided the cancel culture stuff.
Yeah, well, he is Mike Tyson.
He also beat the living shit out of his wife.
You just said that at the exact same time that Jacqueline said that behind me. So, yes, I know.
Boom. And yet she'll still hate on me for no reason.
Yep.
That's what I was telling him about. So the kid looks obnoxious. The kid deserved it. 1,000%. The kid deserved it.
A few weeks
I thought it was like this week.
Maybe.
I thought it was this week.
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, I thought it was this week.
You said it was this week, so yeah, okay.
Yes.
It was recent.
It was recent. Smacked the shit out of the kid. The kid was being dumb obnoxious.
Do you know how old the kid was?
Looked like 19, 20.
Oh.
He was drunk.
He was either drunk or like a simple person.
He was drunk and bothering them.
I thought he was more of like a simple, like, make-a-wish kid.
Could be.
I'd punch him too.
Fine at first.
Right. I mean,
I hate plane rides regardless.
For it, and you try to annoy a boxer. Not only just a boxer, but one of the best in the world.
A boxer that would beat the shit out of his wife. Yeah.
I saw this video.
Killing it out here.
Killing it, OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to play dress up with the boy? Throwback to last week's weekly wrap up.
Jacqueline said the drunk guy's friend took a video of it happening. So
of him literally getting fucking.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. It was fucking hilarious. I watched it like 20 times, laughing my ass off.
I very much would like to see that.
I find that shit so amusing.
I miss doing the podcasts in person, bro.
I know. The in-persons are definitely good. We definitely need 2 mics, though, when we do the 4 people.
Yeah. We'll have to figure a way to set that up yet. If we had, I think we'd be able to figure it out, but...
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Podbean, obviously, clearly easy. I use Podbean, and then, obviously, Audacity or something. It's pronounced like that. I'll send you a picture after.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Audacity.
Something like Audioacity.
Yes, something like that.
Audioacity.
Damn right. Oh, Cody is going to join. The COVID Cody is going to join.
Hi, Cody.
The COVID Cody. Before.
Cody, is this your second time with COVID?
I remember saying this before because I made that shitty joke where I was like, Cody COVID with 2 K's, 1 more K, and we'd be a racist podcast.
I think that was one of our first Podbean episodes. That was pretty probably early on.
How long? How we've been doing Podbean way too fucking long.
At least
a couple of months, dude.
Yeah.
Because I don't fucking know. Either way, you want to hear that Stern sound from last week?
Yes, I do, actually.
I'll definitely play it again. Just to spite you.
Your wisecracks at my absentness.
Oh, there was a few. There was definitely a few. I made one, like, sleeping joke.
Listen to it.
Oh, it's rough. I absolutely hate solo episodes. They're not fun at all.
Yeah.
Like, there's one point where... I don't know why, but like I stopped talking super loud and it was like some ASMR weird shit. Not ideal. Not ideal. Oh, yo, I got my merch today.
Oh, you did?
My hoodie came in first. The tee with the all over design.
I can't hear you now.
Oh shit. Can you hear me now?
Say something?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Board. The hoodie came in, but not the t-shirt with the all over print.
Yeah,
that one hasn't
fly
came
ass
in yet.
T-shirt, but I'm really trying to.
Can't wait
hoodie.
To rock it. Oh,
the
I'm definitely rocking that.
The joggers are what I really want.
Ooh, the joggers are definitely those. I'd wear those as PJ pants for sure.
I love joggers. For sure, they're so comfortable.
They are very comfortable. I wore joggers under my golf pants today. So I was sweating my balls off like halfway through.
I remember in high school, I used to wear like shorts underneath my pants. Like when it was really cold out. I don't know why I just did.
Psychotic.
And then.
I think that's called mental issues.
Home, I can just take off my pants and then just leave my shorts on, you know.
And then just beat off.
But you know what's weird? You'll wear like the same pair of jeans all day. Work your ass off in them, and then like if you go to a friend's house after, you can just chill in them and be fine and like not think about not being uncomfortable, you know what I mean? But you go home and then
right.
You sit down in your jeans, you're like, I'm in jeans and this is uncomfortable, but anyway
I'm
else,
in jeans
fine.
You know what? Maybe as stupid as this point is, as stupid as this point is, it's making sense to me. Actually, well, yeah, that's true. Fuck you. I don't like this point. I don't like this point. Why do you think that is then?
I don't know. Can't really think.
Well, you came up with the theory. Fucking finish it, dude. This is your goddamn theory.
And they need to make a pair of pants like the old, remember Nike Mags where you push the button, like from Back to the Future? You push the button and it laces themselves. You make a pair of pants, they're like work pants, and you push a button, they flip out, and then turn into shorts that are real cozy, like pajamas.
Do you remember the Nikes with the fucking pump up air thing?
The Nike them pumps, shits, dude, yeah.
The pumps, Nike bitch! Pumps. Who's fucking with the pumps?
It'd be so sad when your bubble popped, because then you wouldn't be able to pump it anymore. That's the whole gimmick you paid an extra $50 for.
It's the whole gimmick.
It's the whole gimmick, you know?
It's like when your light-up Skechers die. Like, fuck!
Remember the Zig-Tex? Yeah, your light-up Skechers die. You remember Zig-Tex? The Reebok Zig-Tex. They're like zigzag on the bottom, and they're like, it's supposed
to
be.
Oh, yes, yep.
I had like 3 pairs of those, thinking they were so cool.
And you strike me as a Heelys person.
Oh, of course I had some Heelys as well.
What a hold on. I need to check the audio things quick.
What, like, perfect. Oh my god.
Hold on. What a fucking. I didn't hit it, damn it. One more time.
It was so vulgar. That was still very vulgar.
What a fucking
what? You don't even bleep out the F word. You just spit your profanities and then hit the bleep button.
Fuck off.
Cody's giving us the yawning emoji, yo.
Did he really? I'll punch him in the fucking mouth. In his sickly
Cody
mouth.
Gave us the yawning emoji.
I don't see you in here, Mr. fucking COVID Cody.
He has an excuse. It's okay.
Well, no shit, but I can still clown on him for it. He's listening to it.
That's our privilege.
That's, yeah. You're hurt. Oh, yeah, Sam Kennedy. Thinks you're a racist, by the way.
Oh, my God. Apparently, everyone in Massachusetts is.
So, I do have the sound, but I don't want to get to it yet because we are cruising so far. Already 23 minutes in.
Wasn't the anniversary of the Boston bombing recently?
Very. It was on Monday.
The anniversary.
Cody, welcome you.
Oh, my.
That's my new favorite thing to do.
How you feeling?
What were you guys talking about?
What's that?
What were you talking about?
Oh, explain the Sam Kennedy thing again.
Who the fuck is that?
So he is the president of baseball operations for the Boston Red Sox. Okay. He kind of is supposed to do the PR. So did you hear the Adam Jones story?
No.
Okay. So real quickly, Adam Jones is an outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles. He was apparently in the outfield when he heard a section in right field, a group of kids screaming the N-word at him and the parents cheering the kids on. Now, this was in 2015.
Wow.
This was in 2015, the age of social media, everyone having a phone on them,
why
security to your
stands?
Left and right, because it didn't happen.
Oh, okay. I was saying somebody in the stands would have jumped on him or something.
Correct. Especially at Fenway fucking Park.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that's Sam Kennedy... It was 2015, that was right around like when Trump was kind of gaining that momentum. It was kind of the start of all of it.
What a weird time for us, huh?
Oh, it was so strange. We'll get to that.
I think the whole fucking time has been a weird time for us.
Bars? Anyways, after all of this, so after it's basically been disproven, Kirk Minahan, my favorite, basically was like, brought up those points. There's no way children would get away with saying that without anyone saying anything or anyone recording it or security stepping. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But.
Well, one of the, oh, I don't understand.
Hold on.
So did he
hold
brought,
on.
The player brought the story. All right.
Yep.
Fault, my fault.
Yep. No, you're right. No. You're clarifying. Adam Jones brought the story. Sam Kennedy, president of baseball operations for the Boston Red Sox, then came out with this statement. I just had it up. I got to pull it back up. Basically, let me see. He wanted to apologize on behalf of the Boston Red Sox fan base because he knows Boston has a storied past as being a racist city. He does not condone the actions of the fans that game.
Well, okay, I guess. I mean, every city's racist, so he's not wrong, but it just seems kind of, like, belittling.
No, but if you're a Red Sox fan, you're a racist.
No, that's fucking stupid. I'm not a, well, I'm not a Red Sox fan, so I don't know. But, I know that you guys are Red Sox fans. I don't know about John.
We were.
You know,
we're getting to
Red
that.
Sox fans, right?
Yeah.
We were.
Not,
we're getting
to
that.
You're not racist, boy.
We're getting to that. We are leaving the Red Sox tonight. We have a new team. So let's get into what has happened recently. As you all know, Jerry Remy, well, probably not you all know, but anyone who is a Red Sox fan knows that Jerry Remy was a longtime color analyst for the Boston Red Sox on NESN. And again, NESN is owned by the Red Sox.
Right.
Red Sox own NESN, the Red Sox own WEEI, the radio station, and the Red Sox own the Boston Globe, the newspaper. So we've got a lot to get into here. Now, with Jerry Remy, he was there for a while, of course. Had a partner named Don Orsillo. I'm sure you've seen the clips before. The pizza. The pizza getting thrown at the fan and hitting him in the shoulder because he interfered with a fly ball.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was on the call? Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy. They were together 12 years.
Okay.
Jerry Remy passed away recently from cancer. I don't know off the top of my head which one. I don't think that really matters. But it was a long fight. It was always on and off. And he was older. He unfortunately passes. Now, like I said, Don Orsillo, with him 12 years. Welcome. Parafcio. Can't pronounce it. And Jock Demon. Welcome. He passes away. So Don Orsillo, longtime partner.
R.I.P. to him.
He's in all the highlights and everything when they're doing the ceremony. It's all good. Everything seems to be all good.
Right.
Then, after the ceremonies are over, Don Orsillo tweets out that he had a video ready for Jerry Remy's ceremony. But the Red Sox did not play it. Interesting.
Like, what do you mean, play it for the team or, like, share it publicly?
For the ceremony.
Okay.
Now, let's get into all of it. Don Orsillo is now a commentator for the San Diego Padres.
Right.
The Red Sox apparently invited Don. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever held a job, especially one across state, even country now.
Country.
And you've been asked to
go
to an event. You
I've
can't
never
make
had a
it.
Job in general.
There you go. There you go.
I feel that. I really do.
So the Red Sox allegedly invite Don, knowing that he would not make it. Now, the Red Sox, they want everyone to like them, but they are the most unlikable organization in baseball because of shit like this. They just step in it every single time.
David Ortiz in the Hall of Fame for using steroids.
David Ortiz.
That was a huge story. Forgot about that. Oh, my God.
David Ortiz was shot in the back because he slept with a drug lord's wife.
Well, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah, damn right. Damn right. So we go through all of this, and now I do have the sound. So Don Orsillo made a tweet. A lot of people are alleging because he put out the tweet but didn't technically post the video. People are like, oh, it's weird. But again, this is the Red Sox. They lie to you on every single platform they have. So It's time for our first bit of sound. This is one of WEEI's radio personalities in the pregame show talking about the Don Orsillo not getting the video situation. So here's the sound, boys and girls.
These two sides became a back and forth about something that should have been about Jerry Remy, not about the broadcaster, about the team. Should have
Of course. I mean, listen, the thing about it is, I mean, I'm not going to go into too much length about it.
Yep.
Because, first of all, I don't want to talk out of school. Secondly, I think this thing should die as quickly as it can. We should stop talking about it because it's something that distracts, like you say, from the main purpose, which was to honor Jerry and his family. But he was invited. He could have been here, period. End of story. If you want to be here and it matters that much to you, show up. You got invited. And then lastly, to your point, there's just a better way to handle it. It's one thing to be disappointed. It's another to, at midnight, fire that off and take away from what was a great, great night at the yard.
It was the highlight of the night at the yard, whether it was Sean on the field prior to the game or the celebration, the life of Jerry, the video stuff they did that was there. Yep. Then the team took the field, and Nick Pivetta stunk again away from the event.
Okay. I don't care about the Red Sox portion of that.
You remember,
again,
like 2004, they were like really good.
Yeah, remember 2007? They were really good. Remember 2013? They were really good. Now they stink. And they think we're racist, so we're getting to that.
What comes up, what goes up must come down, right?
Yeah.
It's fair. Like that. So you know the point that infuriates me the most in that clip? Oh, he was invited. He could have been here if he really wanted to.
He couldn't!
Just
show up.
He announces for the Padres.
Right.
No, he couldn't have just been there. The Red Sox didn't play his video because the Red Sox are pissed that everyone loves Don Orsillo more than the fucking android that they used to replace him on Nesson. They're pissed. They want everyone to love him. They fucking suck at these situations. They are the worst organization in baseball officially today. I am claiming I am leaving Red Sox Nation. Leaving the Red Sox fan base, and I am officially a San Diego Padres fan.
I'd watch hockey anyway.
Yeah,
and I watch the Kings. Kings are about to be in the playoffs, bitch.
The Kings are good.
Damn.
No, they're not.
Not gonna lie.
They're lucky.
Lucky.
They're lucky and they're young. Lucky and they're young. So Cody, tell us a little bit about your sickness battle here over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you know how it goes. So fucking fold me up. That's about it. It's as interesting as it gets, really.
Spit it out.
Damn shit, folding me up.
Have you got COVID
up
before,
a lot.
Cody?
What?
Have you got COVID before, Cody?
Yeah, this wasn't COVID. This was the flu and pneumonia. And this was, like I said, like, I'd have rather had COVID for twice as long. This shit was 100-fold. This was with 20 times more symptoms and all that. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really know much more to say than I'm actually glad that I made it through, because there was a couple points where I was considering, you know, admitting myself to the hospital and calling it a day.
It's
like, I was like, that shit had me feeling like everybody expected me to think COVID was gonna be like, oh, this was some like life ending disease, but like, nah, the flu had me folded.
The flu. Well, flu with pneumonia is tough.
I mean, you can die from that shit anyway. But
that's true.
If you're 85 without an immune system.
Yeah. You said you had pneumonia and the flu.
Yeah, I had pneumonia and the flu, or like bronchitis and the flu or whatever.
Dang,
I don't know if it was broncoli or if the fluid was in my lung.
No, that's broccoli.
Broccoli tube.
Good lord.
I don't know what I'm talking about anyway. So.
It's that COVID fog.
Kid, no.
What was that like?
It's an influenza A.
No.
Laka?
Can you hear me?
No.
I can hear you.
I don't know why Bowen called me.
Oh, Jesus.
Bowen just called me. He's just joining the podcast.
Seriously, he knows what the deal is. What were you saying, though? You were saying when you were a kid?
I had pneumonia when I was a kid, and I remember that being a horrible, horrible experience.
Yeah.
I can't imagine combining that with anything else.
Well, I had the flu when I was like about 10 years ago, and that shit had me on the couch. Like, I had no energy to get up to go to the bathroom or get even lift my glass of water up to drink it.
Dang.
I was like, so I knew like this might be bad. And then I ended up getting pneumonia. I think, it just folded up.
Sounds rough. Does not sound fun.
But pandemic playlist, baby. a lot of time to work on that. So
shameless plug, baby. So that's true. That did give you a lot of time.
Yeah, for real though. I don't know what it is, but I've been on the grind lately, and all I can think about is your lyrics too, Cody.
Dude, I'm just
how many songs you written? How many songs you've written?
Yeah, did you get the news in the chat? I'm thinking about doing 70.
No, you only sent that to me, Cody.
Oh, it did? Okay. I didn't tell you then. Like, I have 40 songs done for the interactive tape. Not half of it, because some of them I want, like, you know, if you're like a duo or a trio or more, you know, like I left for some for ciphers, some a little longer, it's, you know, whatever it is, but different strokes, different folks, baby. I'm gonna try to put out 70. We'll probably realistically get like 60, but I got 40 of them on lock, so we're gonna do small
revisions.
That's
crazy. That is a crazy number.
And I was watching something about Kendrick Lamar, how he focused on quality over quantity. And I was like, wow.
For sure.
I was trying to do both a little bit. I mean, the quality's going to be, you know, a little shaky, especially in the studio. That's going to take the most time.
As soon as you said that, I was actually watching a Snoop Dogg interview today, and he said that exact thing.
Oh, are you serious?
People these days just want to get stuff out. You know, they'll write a song that night, record it that night, and done, on to the next. But then he's like, quality over quantity, though. You spend a year on a hit, you know, a year working on the same hit. It's going to hit. You want something that lasts forever.
Yeah.
You know, not just for one night.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to make
art. Can I play devil's advocate?
That's fire, dude. That's fire.
Yeah.
Can I play devil's advocate quick?
It's about legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So.
I love it, Lag. I love it.
Great points. I just want to real quickly play advocate of the devil. Say you go for the quality over quantity and it doesn't hit.
Then you just.
So you just spent a year on a flop. No, hold on.
Fuck.
Just say it, whatever happened. Like, you can put so all the time that. And just something doesn't hit with it. It doesn't pick up. It isn't quality. It doesn't hit.
Well, then,
but if you have quantity, maybe one of those hits. And then you build off that.
Right.
That's just devil's advocate, baby.
Are you trying to make art or are you trying to make money?
Right. Ooh. Well, the Ooh. Thing is, too, the thing is, too, like,
to
my shit is, like,
make money, then you just
I'm trying to do, like,
out there, I guess, but
I'm
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
Craft, legacy, but it's, name. Like, I can't see, like, some, like, attorney or something, like, popping up and be like, yeah, it's just nice. You know what I mean? It's kind of,
did
like
you say attorney?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
like,
I don't.
It's gonna kind of appease to a specific demographic, but try to keep, like, you know, movement within that certain demographic, because I'm not going to appease everybody. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, you said attorney, like a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. If a fucking lawyer listens to my shit, he's going to be like, put this kid in jail. I don't know.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, it's going to be like a certain, I don't know, like a newer innovative mind, because I'm trying to change kind of like my perspective of how I look at the industry, and, you know, I don't know. I think
now is
the season 3 and breaking shit down. And I think we'll have more time to kind of dive into this shit. But.
For sure. You go, like, you were going to say something.
I don't know.
I thought you were saying something. I cut you off. Sorry.
I cut you guys off too.
Trying to be different. You know, back in the 80s, everyone had their own style. And you go up to like 2010, 2017. Yeah,
but the thing is,
copy with the same style. And nowadays, it's actually really hard to develop your own style because everybody just tries to compare you to everyone else.
Yeah. I have a point to make on this. So
another thing, too, I have a point. So
you go first.
Don't let me forget. Okay. So everybody's trying to be different, but they're doing like fruit shit different. You know what I mean? Like, they're not even doing different shit with music. A lot of times, like, personality or something. They're like,
yeah, just how they what a bunch it. Of. That's my best, favorite thing to do now.
That's the best sound I've ever heard, dude.
No, I love that.
Sorry, Cody, go on.
But
go
yeah,
on.
It's like, I kind of want to do like every song, like, you'll see, you can kind of, like I said, it's almost got to be like physical, and you'll have to be there interacting with me to kind of understand where I'm trying to present, because it's like, you know what I mean? I hope that,
that's what
know,
behind like, the lyrical curtain.
I hope it's just
be.
Another stepping stone, you know? I hope it's another stepping stone where it can kind
of... Like, don't die in your game, you loser. That's what behind the lyrical curtain will be, Cody. It'll be that behind the scenes, like you're there with that person.
I'm so pumped for that. But no, I feel you. It's so hard to clash heads with a song on someone when you're not there, like, actually
for
working
sure.
on it with them, you know?
The point I wanted to make real quickly, though... To the point, I mean, like Cody said, some fruit shit with other people trying to do this and that. With the new age of social media and like what we're doing, technically, in a sense. Oh, shit. We lost Cody.
Something's been weird with Podbean tonight. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, not ideal. Hopefully he calls back in. Rejoins and calls back in because I want him to hear the point too because I think it's pretty decent. I think. Hopefully he's able to rejoin. We'll wait for him. There he isn't now. Call back in, son. I don't know what happened.
Podbean's been really weird.
Yeah, Podbean's trash. Call back in. Luke and Bo called. Oh, so the same thing that happened to you. So, like, when you get a call, it just fucks everything up, apparently.
Yeah, it destroys it, yeah.
That's so weird. It's stupid.
I got a text, too, and it did the same thing, and that's never happened before.
Thankfully, I'm on my laptop, so that doesn't really happen.
Yeah, but then
but I can
I was on
see
my laptop,
that it acts
I wouldn't
up.
Be able to call in.
Exactly. No, I know, exactly.
Podbean, fix your shit.
Exactly. They never will. They don't listen
to the creator. We'll start our own site.
That's true. Or we could just get a radio show. Except we drop the F-bomb too much. And I keep doing the fucking audio effect thing, which probably wouldn't go over too well on the radio.
We'd be the best radio station, though.
We would be number one, but no one would have our backs and we'd be fired. Cancel culture, baby!
That's what we represent.
Damn right, baby!
Don't clip that. Don't
somebody,
clip that.
I'm going to clip that.
Don't clip that.
I absolutely am going to clip that. But I did want to make the point towards Cody's, like, there's so, and he left. Jesus Christ. But, like, there's so many bubbles now with, like, social media and everything. Like, there's certain things you'll find that bubble.
Yeah.
Of people who like that style of music now. Like, it's so hard to be, like, a huge mainstream hit because everyone is in their own bubble at this point. Like, I mean, we're kind of always wrapped in everything because we try to look at, you know, Twitter and trending topics and shit like that in the music world. So, I mean, we're always usually pretty tapped in. But with what social media has created, I mean, there are bubbles upon bubbles where shit won't cross your radar ever.
Yeah.
So I really don't think it's about,
you'll
like...
You only see what Twitter wants you to see.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think, especially, like, in this music space now, that it's... You need to focus on being this thing. You need to focus on hitting your stride in this specific bubble and space, in a sense.
Yeah.
And I think that works out great, especially with this show, with what you guys do, because there are differing styles, yet they all can connect pretty well. Like, I mean, Sammy Ave.
Yeah.
With you guys is completely different, but I mean, you could still see a banger track
you guys. Let me show you something as a point of view real quick. I was
I'd love it.
Around the same time I was coming up, just starting rapping. I mean, I've been like rhyming here and there when I was like younger, but never took it seriously. When I did take it seriously back into like 2016, 2017, that was around the same time like mumble rap and like those people were starting to come out. And then you go around and try to promote your stuff and like show people what kind of skill you have. You tell them that you rap, and that's immediately the first thing that they think of is like, oh, you're one of those.
Right. You know?
And they immediately get an image in their head of what.
Yo, that's a good point.
Supposed to be.
Like we.
At that time was trying to copy.
Yeah, we grew up in that like, oh, you're a SoundCloud rapper.
Yes.
You do that.
The stereotypical SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, yo, that's right.
So it was really hard just trying to get my foot in the door of who I had to talk to, but I did, you know, I
oh for sure
sort of pick the real ones and who's like the real OG and actually talk to like the old heads and get real perspectives and stuff.
Right.
It's tough, but
I mean, it is, it's one of those, like, I do try to stay pretty, I keep saying tapped in, but I mean, that's really the only word I can think of,
yeah,
where it's focused in on that on multiple levels, kind of in a sense. And there is just so much music, and there are so many platforms now where you can release music.
Right.
But I do think it'll be quality music that sets people apart. Like, Sammy Ave makes very good music.
Yeah,
you guys
make
very good music. And I think as long as it kind of grows in that sort of bubble, which is, again, like, we somewhat create the bubble, but our bubble's huge. Like, right. We're the fucking SpongeBob bubble at this point.
Yo,
keep it a buck. There you go.
Yo, my fault. Luke was drunk and he's ranting and ranting. Him and Bone called me. Apparently,
that's, you know, cool.
You know, I told you about that ghost bagel.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
Apparently, bagel, that yeah. Same shit just happened to him with Saran wrap off his fridge.
No way, really?
Yeah, he's like, I just watched it just slide right off. And he touched it and it just landed.
What a bunch of.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Oh, Bundy Beats, you finally joined. What a fucking
Hey, buddy.
You fruitcake looking
Call in if you're trying to have a good time. You know the name.
Yeah, if you're not trying to be a How many more times do you think I can do it?
The wrap it up hotline with Lack.
Ooh, people call in with their sexual fantasies.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up.
You fulfill it.
That's what I do every time I pop out anyway.
What?
Wait, I thought you were already doing that.
What?
I'm doing that right now, baby. My sexual fantasies.
I Sam Kennedy thinks you're a racist person, by the way.
Oh my god.
I'm not letting that go.
Who the fuck
I'm not
is
letting
that
go.
Tell him to take
He's
it out with my
the president of baseball operations for the Red Sox.
He can take it out with my middle finger.
Again, his little girlfriend thing certainly isn't based off physical attraction.
What?
It's based on preying on his downfall and taking all his money. Very simple. I did actually want to play this next bit of sound almost shut up out of spite. This is for a lack of bailing on the recording. I can't blame Cody for being sick, but I mean, getting sick is so last year, you fucking
missed the wave for real.
So, here's some sound that I think is very interesting.
I heard him give an interview once, and he said he didn't know why he stopped being invited, and he was a little bit hurt financially and emotionally Would you mind telling us why did you stop inviting?
Not at all. It wasn't any great mystery. I mean, I'll tell you what. How about when you call back in, I'll go through the whole story with you.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Howard. Thank you.
I can't keep a straight face. Oh my god! Doesn't that just grind your gears?
Dude, my favorite quote.
I couldn't tell who was who, so who's the other dude on the other line?
Oh, Cody didn't hear this.
Yeah,
Cody wasn't there for that show.
Who's the
other dude?
Just listen. Play it again. Just listen.
Perfect. I'm going to play it again, but this time I'll set it up.
Give me some context. Who's the
I'm going to set it up this time.
Okay.
So, shut up.
Why don't you just...
You sound much better than when I called you. You sounded like shit when I called you.
Oh, I know.
Well, there's the cough. You sound good now.
Good. I always sound good.
Wow.
Check me on the mic.
Attaboy. No, so.
Sick, if that means anything.
No, he does not. He sounded way sicker on the phone. But so, what I'm about to play for you is a call into the Howard Stern Show. Now, Gilbert Gottfried is a comedian who just recently passed away and was one of Stern's best guests. Howard Stern kept Gilbert Gottfried off the show and never really addressed why he did that. Now, one thing you need to keep in mind is that the Howard Stern Show is mostly planted calls. It's not real people. So what you're about to hear, and you'll hear it in the nasally, super bassy Howard Stern voice where he says he'll answer the question, just remember, this is a fake planted caller, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here's the sound one more time. And again, this one is to spite you, Lacka.
I'm sorry.
I heard him give an interview once, and he said he didn't know why he stopped being invited, and he was a little bit hurt financially and emotionally. Would you mind telling us why did you stop inviting?
Not at all. It wasn't any great mystery. I mean, I'll tell you what. How about when you call back in, I'll go through the whole story with you. Is that fair?
I would love that. Thank you so much, Howard.
Why is this dumb prick gonna call back in? He's right there.
Because he'll never call back in ever again.
Oh, I love it. I love it. See?
I think I said it the best where he really spoke it like a true politician. Like
you 1,000% said it best.
That was like what a politician does. Totally just beat around the bush. How about when you call in next week, you know? Like
I'll give you a full elaboration.
It's really no great mystery. Yes, it is.
No mystery.
You never addressed it.
So
not once.
There just to like, I don't know. I don't even know what he's doing. Like, there's no reason.
Bringing light to... I mean, realistically, we're talking about it now, so...
We're talking about it now because it's infuriating. What happened?
Was that his point to get us mad?
Well...
No!
I mean,
that's who he is as a person now.
Probably to bring attention to himself on light of other people. Like, I say all the time, everybody's riding everybody else's dick. Can't do anything for them fucking selves.
Sorry, Cody.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Howard.
Thank
not,
you.
Not Todd Thank Howard, you. But you can
no,
fix
yeah,
some
just
bugs.
Todd Howard, I guess.
You can fix some bugs.
Ryan Howard used to be a Philadelphia Philly. Lack, did you look at those videos I sent you where Howard Stern avoided cancellation by doing blackface?
Wait, what? Wait,
I did not. I forgot about those.
Wait, what happened?
Howard Stern did blackface.
Why?
Twice. Yeah, he used to use the N-word freely on his show.
For what?
He's been on air for, I don't even know,
years.
A long time.
They canceled Rogan? Well, he's clearly irrelevant if nobody canceled
him. No, Cody. You're about to see why he doesn't get canceled. It's shit like that. He has became the person that made him so popular because he would hate on these types of people. He is that person. He's a star fucker.
Oh, what a fruit.
He loves Hollywood. He loves that Hollywood attention. A star fucker.
He kind of grew up in that old school Hollywood. Like
he grew up in hating Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's what got him famous.
Became Hollywood.
Yes, that too.
Because now, like, he used to have Donald Trump used to be a fantastic Howard Stern guest.
Right, and isn't him and somebody the same person, according to
Oh!
Howard?
What a good segue, Cody.
Who was
Let's
the,
play that clip, shall we?
Yeah, I don't know who it was. Him.
Shut up. Not you. The fake caller. What a good segue. This is why Cody has joined the show. COVID fog or not, he just set up another fucking infuriating clip. Let's throw it back, shall we? Remember when Chris Rock got his teeth smacked out of him at the Oscars?
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear that clip, shall we?
And he open hand with a lot of force smacks him right in the mouth on TV. Now, the first thing I said to myself is, what the fuck is going on? Is this a bit? Because where's security? This
I
is
agree
a
with
live
him here.
Television event.
Yeah.
Not one person came out. Because he's Will Smith, this is how Trump gets away with shit. Will Smith and
what?
Trump are the same guy. He decided he's going to take matters into his own hands.
That's crazy.
You know, at a time when the world is at war, bad timing, man. I mean, just, you know, calm your fucking ass down.
It shows where we are as human beings. Like, you can't even say something in a room without a war breaking up.
No, I see a lot of stupid shit, but...
So, he gets up and smacks Will Smith smacks Chris Rock. And Chris Rock, Jesus, the guy's so fast comedy-wise, he actually recovered and made a joke and said, gee, best Oscars yet. You know, he was able to comment outside of what just happened to him. And then he got flustered, if you've seen the uncensored stuff, and he basically couldn't even get out. Here's the best documentary. He said, now let's give a documentary for the Academy Award. You know, he was flustered.
Yeah,
so obviously
was flustered.
His head, he got fucked over. Now,
no. Howard, now, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's pretty.
How
difficult to
on earth are they the same person?
I don't know how you say his
you
voice.
That,
I don't like his
crazy.
Voice, let alone what he's saying.
When you said that.
Everything else, I agree with.
He sounds like one of those pretentious, like pretends like he knows what he's talking about. He sounds like, I don't know.
Oh, Cody, if you listen to last week's...
same comparison, because...
If you listen to last week's weekly wrap-up, I did an impression of his voice without that.
The same fucking person, you know?
Hold on. You make that point again. I was talking right over you the whole time. I think it was last week's weekly wrap-up. I did an impression of him without that super bassy mic.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, is it on par?
It was not funny.
It's on par.
It's Howard Stern. It's obnoxious. He's got a super bassy mic. But
dude, Howard Stern and Trump are like the same person. You know, that's how
no, he
gets away with shit.
He said Will Smith.
I know, I'm just making a joke.
No, he was real talking crazy.
No, I'm just making a joke.
Trump used to be a phenomenal guest on Stern. He
You're
was funny
Howard
as fuck.
Stern got away with all this other shit too, right?
Yeah, he did.
And he's over here talking about other successful businessmen getting away with shit.
Correct. Like, I'm not going to play the clips on air because it's even worse than calling somebody a but I'm telling you, that's my. I'm getting good. I'll send you guys the clips again. It's disturbing.
Oh yeah.
But he got away with it because now he's a super liberal and people love him. He basically thinks if you're unvaccinated, you should be dead. Like, you don't deserve any medical care for the rest of your life if you're unvaccinated.
Well, I hope if you got the vaccination, then good for you.
Watch it.
If you didn't, good for you.
Exactly.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
You can't say that though, Cody. Can't say
like
that.
A true politician.
No, you can't. We don't want to get blacklisted for misinformation.
We did it again on the Michael Jordan numbies episode. I got it because I said COVID was putting up Michael Jordan-esque numbers on the boys. So we got another flag. It's like, listen to these podcasts for information about COVID-19. Like, fuck off.
Come to us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll give you the
correct.
Scoop.
The other one that got flagged was when Cody and I talked about the pandemic playlist.
Like, Jesus fucking
This is not what the pandemic is. listen to these podcasts for information on COVID-19.
The pandemic isn't fucking patented to COVID, you fucking fruit. Okay. Pandemic is a fucking is a general terminology. It's a
fucking
they're really trying to coin anything.
Dude, I'm telling you these days, dude.
Ooh, hot take.
You know, I can't say because I did sell 6 years of my life to a Greek, and I do have to sign that in blood, so I don't know the consequences yet.
Anytime something gets like a title, if you will, the war on drugs, the war on terrorism, the war on COVID, it's always an unwinnable war.
It's blood money?
It's all propaganda.
Correct.
To get money.
Blood money. Get
publicity and money.
Has the war on drugs ever ended?
Are you trying to make art or are you trying to make money?
Jesus Christ.
Why not both?
Attaboy.
Oh, remember that meme?
Remember when he said it like 20 minutes ago in this show?
Where it was like that little Dora Explorer girl and she's like,
Jesus.
And they have a huge fiesta.
I was young enough to watch that commercial when it first aired.
Like
Cartoon Network or some shit.
And then they had a huge fiesta.
You watched Dora? What a...
No, it was a Dora-looking girl.
I'm having way too much fun with this.
Dude, it's getting me every time. I can't stop it.
I think that's what's making it more funny to me. Is you the only one?
Bro, she keeps dropping the F-bomb.
No, I don't!
On air. Yeah, you gotta bleep it because you're so rowdy.
I hate you both. You're both assholes.
You invited me.
I'm trying to think what else there was. There was a decent amount of shit, but I think basically, San Diego Padres fans now, boys.
Yeah, screw the Red Sox.
Screw the Red Sox. They think we're racist and dumb.
And she's screaming, "Daddy!" Padres. Like she's see a pappy and it seeming happy. I'ma keep it that way.
Yeah, I don't think any rapid fire tonight.
I got the flows like the telephone poles.
This could be rapid fire.
Yes, sir. That is fire.
Oh. Mm. That'll make you bop until your vertebrae pop.
Because
My rhyme won't work if my spine don't jerk.
That
one's not me.
I slap Garth Brooks at his limestone shirt.
Yeah.
Why Garth? Garth, dude.
That's what he says. Yeah, smack Garth Brooks at his limestone shirt.
Limestone. Garth Brooks does strike me as a douche. Keep it a bug. You know what else he strikes me as?
I love how you do the fuck.
Yeah, you do that.
You're really emphasizing it, pal.
We can't get canceled. It's censored. Fuckers. I was going to do it again, but timing, baby. So, Cody, when are you hitting the course?
Tomorrow, aren't we? No.
Noontime.
You said you were paying for me? No, I got work. 11 to 2.
I finessed Laka today by paying for him.
Yeah, how did you finesse him then?
I got to work. I got to the golf course early. Listen. I got to the golf course early. I got my wallet all busted out. The card's already out in hand. I'm like, ooh, I'm about to be super fly and pay for everything. I'm going to grab all the drinks. I'm going to grab the cart. I'm going to pay for everything. I'm going to have a good-ass time as soon as Brooks gets here. I walk in, card in hand, ready to go. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're with Brooks? Yeah, you guys are good. Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, no.
I paid online.
I mean, thank you, you sly dog.
Shout out, King.
You're way ahead of me, bro. Way ahead of me.
Damn right. Yo, just a show, King. Funny. Welcome to the weekly wrap up.
I hope you're paying your other hosts the same respects.
So tomorrow, you know I got you, bro.
Oh, no, because I'm not paying for green fees tomorrow. Remember, I'm an official member of the Lynx at Worthington. Now, yeah.
Yo, yeah. So you guys really want to go there tomorrow?
Yeah, we're playing at noon tomorrow, and then I'll be up there all day tomorrow, and then all day Sunday.
Oh, well, I got it too, dude, so.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, yeah, we might be making the turn. We tee off at noon. We might be making the turn, but if you pull up, I'll play another fucking nine.
Yeah, of course.
And then, like, I mean, I can always drive you home, too.
Why don't you run a double 18?
I may do that. Lack and I played pretty well. Lack turned it around at the end, and I fell apart at the end.
Do like a 36 or something.
I cashed the cleanest. Yo, Cody, I cashed the cleanest par right into the owner.
Yeah, go off, King. Go off, King.
Yeah, baby.
About 50 yards from the cup. Maybe a little more with a chip.
Easily.
Chipped it at the perfect angle. Bounced off of the thing. Rolled like 3 inches from the hole. The owner, I'm walking up to my putt. The owner comes out. He's like, did you just hit that? You better make that putt. I walked back inside and I cashed it. I'm like, ooh, that was the cleanest par ever. And
he comes, that's fire, yo.
It felt good. It felt
dope, yo. He didn't offer you no membership?
Fraud. Nah, I don't care. I don't care. I just want.
Dave's been great to us.
Yeah, dude. I love that.
He's chill. Yeah,
he's chill. He's good people. But yeah, dude, I'm down for like a 27.
Oh, I'll be up there all day.
A light 36, yeah. Because you don't gotta pay green fees. You can go back to back.
I just have to pay for the cart and drinks now. Yeah. And I'll be in the men's league.
You literally could play all, like you could show up at 8, rent a cart, and just keep going back to back. All you gotta do is buy drinks after that.
And we get priority with tee times now.
Right, which means that you go back to back because you're like, all right, I'm just gonna run the.
No, I just mean like scheduling wise. Like Lack and I came in after R9, and I was like, yo, we want to play tomorrow. And he's like, oh, what tee time? I'll pencil you in. And Lack and I looked at each other and we were like, noon, yeah, noon. He's like, you guys got it, noon time, Brooks.
That's fire.
Brooks called. He's like, yeah, you guys can just show up and just go. You know?
That's what happens when you run your own goddamn podcast.
Damn right. All my merch came in. My hoodie came in today.
Oh, did you get me anything? I wanted the t-shirt and a hoodie.
You can buy one, you prick. You have a job.
Hey, I'm the biggest angel investor in the Wrap It Up podcast.
We should sell the Wrap It Up podcast onesies for Mariah.
Yeah, you got to be looking out for Mariah.
I'm going to get her a Wrap It Up podcast onesie. It'll be white, which will fucking bring up every stain that ever comes out of that.
Oh, yeah, well.
You definitely sound much better, Cody, than when I called you on the phone. You sound great.
Oh, good. I was worried that I was going to be like, snap, crackle, pop when you get sued by
worried you were going to sound like shit. Because you sounded like tired and lethargic when I talked to you, but now you sound great.
I had like a rasp, you know, like a snap, crackle, and pop. We would have got sued.
How many more times? Crispy. Make that joke one more time, and I boo you for it.
Maybe
I haven't used that drop tonight.
Maybe we could sue Rice Krispie. Like, I did it first.
Doesn't this suck, Cody? We can't get him back with any of our own sounds.
Correct. I am the asshole of the group. You guys love it.
Yes, I do. I really do.
This is definitely... Oh, fuck. Did we lose... Did someone call Cody again?
Probably.
He just dips.
What?
Wait, what? My phone said you weren't here, and then you were here.
Bro, I don't know what happened, but, like, I booed you. On my own intuition, whatever the word is, and then like the mic caught me. I was like, "Wow, he did it."
He muted me.
It wasn't really Brooks, but it was one of the cancelers out there.
Bro, he didn't want me booing you, I guess.
They got
no,
you.
Of course
or
not.
Maybe it was a ghost, and I said "boo," and I was communicating.
You were communicating.
That was an awful joke. That was an awful joke. That was terrible. Jesus, we're gonna kill him.
Yeah, I'm good.
The spit after.
Right on the damn, I'm sweating.
Papa Molly, I'm sweating.
Papa Molly water.
Good God. Anything else, boys? I mean, we've got an hour 10 here. Oh, that's right, Laga. The floor is yours.
Hold on. That line that you just said, I was like, what was it, in sixth grade? And that song. Who's that song by? Who sung
Papa Molly? No, I'm sweating.
Was it Juicy J or like, oh God, who was it?
It was either Juicy J or Wiz Khalifa, so probably Juicy J.
It was Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm going with Juicy J.
It was probably that dude that made the, like, Love Sosa or something.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Put Chief some Keef. Fucking respect on Chief Keef's name, you Chief disrespectful swine.
It wasn't Chief Keef.
It was like.
Definitely wasn't Chief Keef.
Pop Molly on sweat. I don't know, dude. You know how many artists there are? It's disgusting.
Yeah. I was getting ready for school and like.
Do you think Papa Molly, I'm Sweating was potentially just one of the douchebags we went to high school with?
Dude, no. It really could have been.
Thank you.
Anyway,
it was on the
news
Wacka.
For some reason. My mom was watching the news in the morning and like that song played for a little bit on the news. Like,
excuse me?
It was really weird. And then my mom turns it off. She goes in the bathroom. She's getting ready. I'm like. Already ready, waiting for the bus or whatever. And then I hear her sing from the bathroom, Papa Molly, I'm sweating. My mom says that. I'm like, what? Say?
Punch her in the throat.
Off to the orphanage with you.
Yeah.
Laka, I want you to go into your MGK rant because I have some sound to play for you.
You mean BB Gun Kelly?
That was an awful
not
fucking
even.
Joke again. Pull your head out of your ass.
Like plastic at this point. But anyway, I don't even know where
Airsoft Kelly.
I mean, before we were talking about how, you know, you either want to make money or make a legacy, make art. And MGK's recently, I don't even want to.
He just needs the money, dude. He, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just, like I said, trying to get publicity and stuff.
Should I play the sound and then just infuriate you?
Maybe it's not the money, yeah, because some people do want the attention.
I want to play the sound to piss off Laka, and then maybe he'll rant on him. So this is an interview with Caleb Presley from Barstool Sports, who is very good. He just did an interview with Hasbulla. It's pretty good. I like Caleb Presley. Here's an interview with MGK. Now, Caleb is the one interviewing. Now, listen to MGK's answers, and I genuinely hope this infuriates Laka.
I really don't want to.
I don't know if I want to.
Yes. You emo?
Bitch, I'm from the land.
Do the emos and goth have an alliance or are they rivals? Join them right now. Really? Going against me? Trying to bring you down? Sounds like people are on your ass right now. They are. Who's on your ass?
Caleb's.
A lot of people are on my ass. Glenny Balls has people on his ass too. Stop it, Cog. It's okay. It's okay. No, let's see it. Why not? Okay, what the fuck else? Why not? Stocky Cog in a Rangers jersey. It's fucking sick.
Huh? This part's first a more visual aspect.
It's great. I see it once every few months. I get out of the shower. I see it. I giggle. It's worth it.
What were they
but
actually
seriously,
talking about?
You
there?
Can do it all. You can do it all, man. You can act.
That's all he can do is act.
I'm gonna play you the next minute. Listen to how much MGK
he can act. He can act like a gangster.
I'm crying. You've been into that for a long time.
For a thug.
I'm gonna pause it there because.
Bitch, I'm from the land.
What happened to that guy?
He was acting. He was acting.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
He's an actor. He's an actor. Remember?
Yeah, he's more of an actor now.
That's all.
First of all, Caleb
has ever been.
Shouts to Caleb Presley because that fucking line about the emo and the goths fucking kills me every single time.
That was fire. It came on fire.
So at the start of this year, I forget which festival it was at, but MGK had a set with, and then Slipknot, the awesome band Slipknot.
Oh, that's heavy.
After MGK.
Okay, and that makes sense.
MGK was talking about something like after he's done his set and he's just like on the stage for a really long time. Then it was Slipknot's turn, you know, and they were going over time. Oh wait, no, it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Everyone was loving Slipknot.
Wait, what?
Slipknot is awesome.
and it was MGK's set. Like, it was time for MGK to go on, but everyone kept wanting Slipknot to come on, and MGK was pissed because it, you know, it was his time to shine. And he called. He was like up on stage, like talking shit about Slipknot and stuff. And if you don't know, Corey Taylor is the lead singer of Slipknot, and he's a fucking awesome person. He's like really sweet. Like, they sing like really hardcore death metal, like crazy like screamo stuff, and it's really good.
Right.
They're a really, really good band. And Corey Taylor is like the sweetest person ever. He's super intelligent too.
Nice. I like
the
that.
Crowd's
shit.
Loving them, and MGK. They're like, they wanted more Slipknot, and MGK got pissed. He's like, oh, they're just a bunch of old dudes with masks or something, like pissed off the crowd. Oh. You don't want to piss off fans of
dude, that's metal, crazy.
You
know? What
you don't
an idiot.
Piss off metalheads. They call themselves maggots, though. So followers of Slipknot. Like, huge Slipknot. I love Slipknot, but I wouldn't call myself a maggot.
Be like, I'm not in the military, like, maggot.
Super hardcore fans and really pissed off.
MGK is the worst, dude.
Slipknot fans. He's just acting punkish, and he's up there. He said that while he's up there with his pink guitar and his pink hair and shit.
Like, he's a little hold on, you boys go off. I'm using the bathroom.
Look. He's like, and get in line, maggot.
His new album's called like Mainstream Sellout or something. And it's just like,
Mainstream like, Sellout.
That's the name of
that's
his
literally
album,
cringing.
I don't even want to like.
To my,
I don't even want to.
I'm cringing my teeth. To it. I'm cringing but, like, my anyway. Teeth.
But so yeah, all the Slipknot fans got really upset, and they started going to like MGK's other shows and like throwing water bottles or some shit. And then I think in the same.
Wait, they're not paying for tickets though. Are they?
I don't even know.
I hope not. I hope they're sneaking into them shits.
Well, they do. I'd pay to hit MGK with a water bottle on stage, but they're booing him off at all his shows. He's getting super pissed, and he starts getting upset about it and rants to everything, just trying to get more out of it.
That's so funny,
he's
dude.
He's trying to diss, like, Slipknot, like Corey Taylor and all that, and Corey Taylor's, like, an awesome person and stuff.
So, MGK is a fucking loser. I mean, Eminem made him change genres.
BB Gun Kelly.
He picked a fight with.
I'm gonna boo you.
What's his name? Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor in the same month.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Hold on, Laka, before we continue, Cody, this one's for you.
The ghosts.
You.
I'm choking on my Gary.
No, so that's allegedly Connor asked MGK mm-hmm. for an autograph. It's like, I don't yeah. believe that for us.
No, absolutely not. He don't give a fuck about fruit cups. Connor is a fighter.
He doesn't give a fuck about
MGK is a dancer.
He was, though. I watched a couple interviews with Connor, and he's like, I didn't know who he was at the time, but I walked up and asked for an autograph anyway, and he had a drink in his hand. MGK, like, shoved him or something and, like, broke out into a fight or whatever.
What? With Connor McGregor? Is he stupid? Why didn't you just
yes.
give him a fucking autograph, you stupid Kelly? Prick? Yeah, what a stupid. Selfish prick.
Cody,
fuck
he takes
guy.
Punches to the head for a living. Of course he's stupid.
No, fucking, I'm talking about MGK needs to take punches to the head for a living.
I bet Megan Fox beats the piss out of him.
Yeah, that princess needs to get beat the fuck up.
Princess, that
yo, I
it's
love,
such an awful
yo,
joke.
Yo, I dude, you did that in fucking Laka's like video game in the background. Perfect ambiance. It was beautiful.
It describes the weekly wrap up in such a beautiful way.
I love it. We're like a lava lamp, baby. We just go with it, baby.
We just go with it.
I'm actually surprised by Cody's presence. But what surprises me more is the man has been rusty, whoa. And it's been one of your most phenomenal performances, son.
You know what? I don't want to hear it.
Wow, dick.
If I could boo you, I would.
You are just a jealous It's so fun to me. And you can't get canceled for it. No one knows what I'm saying. I could be calling you a good guy. I just don't want the internet to hear it.
Oh, there's another way of looking at it.
Ooh.
Only spoken swears.
Ooh. I pretty much do that when I'm golfing. I mean, it's like fucking, God, shit, fuck.
Yeah.
A couple other ones we probably can't put on the podcast.
Definitely. Like, oh, there was one I said today, Cody, that definitely can't come on the podcast, but I will tell you tomorrow.
I accidentally always be saying dyke.
I don't know. I mean, is it kind of like the up slur?
I appreciate it's bad.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty sure.
I used one. I think it was on two, Laka, where I sallied that putt. I used one. Like, Jesus Christ. That was great. It was great. Lag and I cracked beers right after the tee box.
I cracked one on the tee box too.
Yeah, you bastard. And I pulled up, fucking pulling in at like 90 miles an hour. I wasn't going that fast. Oh my god.
I had a great day though. It was fucking beautiful.
Oh, it was fire. I'm scooping lag at 11. I just think the podcast needs to know that for some reason.
What? I got work at 11. How many times do I tell you?
We know, and then you're going to come and play with me once you're done.
Yeah, I'm going to steal the car.
Yeah, do it.
Yes, sir.
Do whatever you need.
I play a lot of golf now. I'm still not good.
Some would say I would be driving down to the range.
The no reaction made it so much better.
No, it's beautiful.
Dude, producer host now. I'm a fucking all-star out here. I'm the Mike Trout of podcasting.
Yeah, well,
yo, so when are you guys buying
hear,
some merch?
I did hear Howard Stern was fucking stars, so watch your asshole.
He's... I want to boo it because it didn't make sense, but we both laughed. So.
You just said you're a fucking star guy.
No, I said he's a star fucker. And like, you love Jimmy Kimmel.
And days. You're an all-star.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh. Just give me the boo, goddammit.
Okay, good. It's even better when you acknowledge it, because Laka did that a few times last week.
He's just like... Just get it over with, dude.
I wanted you to sit in it. Sit in your own stink.
Rub it in.
Yo, did the description change this week?
Oh, I didn't check.
Description.
Don't boo
what?
Me, you prick.
Give me a second. No, it didn't. Sammy Av joins the program.
God
damn discussed
it.
His first solo single.
Dude,
Mine says... COVID is still hitting the crew, but lack of returns as him and Brooks address the recent Red Sox controversy.
Mine says defamatory, harassing, or obscene or racist content is prohibited.
We all have the... What is this program?
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
That sent me.
Hey, what's up, Nana?
Fucking, he left. Don't fucking acknowledge him. He was looking for a religious podcast because I might have, as a joke, made this show under the religion category last Good Friday and forgot to change it back.
Whatever. Fuck you, Nana. You're dead anyway.
We've had a few people. It's rough in these greets. I also didn't promote the show one bit tonight.
No,
I should have, but I forgot because I kept fucking shanking my drives.
Trust me, baby. One day we're gonna be rich, and they're gonna be digging through these shits to find something to cancel us. Trust me.
I hope they do because that will make me honestly laugh because it'll be funny the fourth time I hear it in a row where I make a joke about someone being a fairy looking.
Go ahead and subscribe and then unsubscribe. That would be great.
No, you don't need to keep doing that one.
That was the best one. That's the classic Cody right there.
I love that shit.
That one makes Cody a classic. Fuck off.
Beer in the chat. Beer in the chat.
Jesus guy. Christ. This guy. This fucking guy. Shit, what was it? Oh, there's one more. No, I fucking struggled with my drives. Kept shanking a bunch of them today. But the ones I hit hard, I hit them pretty fucking hard.
Oh my god, dude. Cody, I've never heard anything. It sounds like a fucking... He strapped an M80 to the end of his golf club now and just launching them in the air.
Oh, really?
Like a firecracker, dude.
That's... Brooks, what you got? Insane. Your old drive? Your old natural?
So, OJ, first of all...
Your old reliable driver?
No, the newie.
Oh,
the R1.
I've never seen it.
You've seen it. It's the adjustable.
Oh, okay.
On the first hole, I had my aviators on my, like, hat tucked behind my ears. I swung so hard, my sunglasses fell off my head.
Swung out your sandals, pal.
I swing ridiculously hard. With the driver in hand, I just get too antsy. I'm like, I'm going to swing so fucking hard.
Hopefully we'll be good. We can go tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, Black and I are going to be there.
I'm excited.
Ideally, if there's...
What's up?
Blacka?
Huh?
So you said
I thought you were saying something. What I was going to say.
Plan.
Exactly. Ideally, Black and I get there and it's... Not super busy, but somewhat busy, where we don't get to just fucking speed through the whole thing. Yo, shouts to Nuke. Welcome to the weekly wrap up.
Good,
or Nook,
dude.
Not Nuke. Jesus Christ. Welcome. Yeah. Bye, yeah. Nuke.
You know how to read fruit? You got his name wrong.
No,
you offended him,
clearly,
pal.
I don't. What a fucking f. Oh, ideally, there's enough people where Lack and I get hung up and we don't just speed through the course where we make the turn and you're out of work. Which is possible. If there's people in front of us, we won't be able to finish as quick as we did. But Lack and I just sped through because no one was in front of us.
Damn, yo, y'all should just put up a quick 9 for practice.
And oh, we're playing 18 tomorrow.
Well, yeah,
no, we're playing 18.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me know where you're at.
We'll let you know when we make the turn for sure.
I get out at 1:30, and then I gotta drive all the way to Worthington from East Hampton.
Yeah, I'll be there all day.
Golfing.
Oh, yo, Laka,
be playing 2-18s.
Oh, I'll play 2-18s. Don't worry, I'm a member, dude.
I'm upset.
I'm a member, dude. Laka, remember when they had those cookies out when we went in?
I didn't see no cookies.
They were right to your right. Are you dumb?
No, I'm blind. Apparently.
Oh, fair enough. I'm not an ableist.
Hey, yo.
They're selling sandwiches from the Chesterfield General Store.
Oh,
like cold cuts.
Oh, this is lacking, bro. Why you? They could stay over because Bo's got the food. They could stay over, maybe. And why you want to go to the bar that night after golf?
What?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, not talking to me.
Oh, my girl's asking if y'all want to stay over our crib after golf and then go to the bar or something.
I mean, I'd be down.
Yeah, if...
Yeah, Laka's got to sleep in his bed, but...
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, if you want to do that, Bruce.
I'd be down.
All right, we'll talk about it then.
Muscle. For sure, yeah. Like I said, we'll keep you... Laka and I will keep you updated while we're on the course.
All right.
Because I think that's the first order of business. It's like, and I losing golf balls for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I'm actually running low.
I've got plenty.
I can sleep till like 11:30 and then...
Oh, yeah, we'll be up by that.
It'll be good.
Yeah, definitely would have to come up. Because, I mean, Worthington is in great shape. No temps, which was shocking. The only thing is 15 is closed.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Brooks said, "Yeah, lack of camp, but Brooks will."
Oh, I would definitely go to a bar. I'm a fucking drinker.
Bo's got the flu.
Bo's got the flu. He sounded like shit when I talked to him.
He's going to New Hampshire. Yeah, Bowen.
He sounded like shit.
Bowen's down bad, as they say.
Down bad.
Place out.
Not even in like an offensive way, but I mean, he's out of the shit when I talk to him.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm telling you, dude, this. It's like, shit, fucking shit. Well, put you on your knees.
Damn right. I loved when you text the group chat and you're like, I don't know, it's something like the bird flu.
Dude, what? I'm telling you, the swine, dude.
It's
like the first time I actually took a fucking bath in, like, not like a hot tub or anything, but like a genuine bath in like 20 years.
You took a bath? What a f-
Bro, I had to, bro. I couldn't stand to take a shower, and I was sweating gallons.
That's wild.
Like cold sweat gallons. Yeah, like,
hard to see you and Bo, bro. It must be tough.
I don't know what's going on with us.
Lag scared me when I called him Tuesday, and he's like, I'm super tired. I was like, oh, no.
he's like the whole cast.
Well, no, I wasn't even worried about that. Well, I worried about that when I was recording by myself, just staring at myself in my mirror. But before that, I was like, oh my God. I was like, Lack has it. It's like somebody else was infected and we all fucking shared the same mic one night. And then Lack the next day was like, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, yeah.
Asshole.
That's fucked up. You might have to. Wait, this was with Bowen, you said, yeah? Because
I think you gave it to Bowen because I've felt totally fine.
I had to, but it could have been a separate occasion or something. But...
Oh, weird. You said
something. I have that junkyard J&J vaccine, dude. Cancer over COVID. Hashtag.
Well... Yeah. Hashtag. There's like 9 more pages of side effects other than cancer there, pal.
Good. I hope it's ball sack cancer because them shits is ugly.
And you can just cut it off and you're good.
That was for me, not you. That was for me, not you.
Can we do a new segment where it's how many shinies can Lack catch during the program?
What are you at, 20?
5.
What's your record? 5? 5
right now.
Jesus.
The whole time we've been recording.
What's up, Manu?
5.
Come on. Shout out you.
Yeah, shouts to Manu Kumar. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up.
Ooh, he sounds like a fighter.
Yes, because your voice reminds me of a crow. Sounds like, prick.
Like Francis Ngannou. It's like that. Gives it that nice ring.
Kumaru. What about Kumaru Usman? That one seems the closest.
That's why I was thinking that. Kumar.
Correct.
Kumar.
I mean, they're all working in the same camp now.
You just picked that shit apart. I wouldn't have thought of that for like, I don't know.
That's why I'm the host, baby.
Probably would have never thought of that.
Time to host, baby. Ooh, what's the correct drop do? You're correct, Brandon Brooks. You are correct.
Yo, that's like,
what?
That's funny. We could do a trivia. Be like, boo.
Right answer.
What's this one do?
Ooh,
you've
like
all
that.
Been cursed.
They gave me a little tickle. I felt like Tinkerbell.
I bet it did. You do remind me of a Tinkerbell looking. That was an awful, awful play. Final thoughts, boys. We've gone an hour and 30.
That was great. I wish we went longer. I usually last longer for anybody's information.
The weekly wrap up.
I love it, boys.
Peace, boys.